All right, Lieutenant Mike Shaw is with us from Michigan State Police. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm in God's country. Everything's well up here.
Very good. Glad to hear it.
Well, the Michigan State Police have recently graduated a lot of new troopers, and I know you still need more, but the trooper school, and we have seven here in the UP who have come out of there. So tell me a little about the trooper school and what they have to learn, these now troopers. Before that, of course, they were students.
Yep. So these are members of the 145th Trooper Recruit School. So they had 54 graduates there. Their training is usually anywhere between 20 and 22 weeks, depending on how the holidays fall during their recruit school time. It is a live-in academy, so they all go to Lansing to the training academy, and then they stay there for those 22 weeks for their training. Some of the things that it involves in their training are firearms, patrol techniques, first aid, cultural diversity, implicit bias training, defensive tactics, water safety. So it's a pretty tough school, and it's very active for that 22 weeks while they're there. And then once they get out and they graduate, they still have a 17-week program for their FTO program to go through at their individual posts. So they're learning probably much for their whole first year that they've joined the department.
I noticed that the seven that are assigned to UP posts are vast majority are actually from here in the UP. Is that is that something that the department does, is try to keep the troopers in their communities where they're from?
And that's one of the things that we did change. When I came into the department quite a bit ago, they try to keep you 100 miles away from your hometown at first. But what we're finding is we're getting a lot of people that wanted to join the MSP, but maybe in a little bit later in life. And they may have had a spouse that was already established and working and kids in school. And there was one of the obstacles that people faced was, you know, do I take a chance and say I'm from, you know, the Metro Detroit area, do I end up in the UP or vice versa? And then you're trying to get your family, you know, all situated. So now we give them three options that they can choose from, and they're pretty much guaranteed that they're going to end up at one of those three spots. And now you pretty much see troopers when they graduate going back into the community that they're going to be serving in.
And do you think that that serves the trooper and the community better than the randomness of having people come from other areas?
Absolutely. So it does make it easier because it's easier to learn your new job and, you know, go through your training and stuff like that if you know that your family's all set. It's harder to do that if you're, you know, trying to not only learn what's going on in your new line of work, but also learning, you know, where your family is going to end up, or, you know, if you've got to move them from a far away, or if your family's staying there because your spouse is working. So, yes, that makes a heck of a difference, and it's something that most of our recruits and those troopers, once they graduate, talk about is one of the things that they enjoy about the MSP. And then, again, another great part of it is if, you know, you get to your new post and you like it for a while, and then after 5 years or so, you decide, you know what, I'd rather move to another part of the state. You can apply and move to that other part of the state. So that's one of the things that the Michigan State Police offers that some of our local and county law enforcement agencies just can't do, and that's that statewide positioning.
Okay, last question. Next trooper school then, are they already taking applications for it, or is it already booked, or what's the status?
Yep, so you can go to MSP Jobs. You just look it up through your favorite search engine, MSP Jobs, and it'll actually go in there and it will talk about all of this stuff, not only the training that's around, but also, you know, different careers, because we're also hiring not only troopers, but civilian employees, motor carrier officers, things like that. So we have an open hiring process. So once you go into MSP Jobs, it will tell you exactly how to apply for any of those jobs, and you can go through there. One thing I might want to add is that this school is definitely unusual. We started maybe about a year and a half, 2 years ago, what we call a Team the Trooper pipeline, where we're starting to talk to younger kids to come into the department. We're talking to them about that, and the opportunity to become a cadet when you're 18 is a paid position, and you can go through that cadet program and then go into the recruit school. One of the cool things about this particular recruit school is that out of those 54, 10 of them are former cadets that are making up the largest group of cadets we've had to date in there. So that's something that shows us that young adults are getting familiar with the department and the policing profession as a whole, and now they're getting an opportunity to join it.
And I know of one of them here in Gladstone who is exactly that. So he's a young man who's now a trooper under your
employ.
Now
a trooper. Yep. So that's that is a great program for people that, have an idea that maybe law enforcement is something they want to go into, and hey, they pay you too. So I mean, that's a good thing. Is you come out of high school, you make 18 bucks an hour or so, and if you're going through college, you're up there in 20 bucks or so, you're helping out there, and then you kind of got a head start anyways as you go into that trooper recruit school.
Okay, so Lieutenant, again, that website is?
It is MSP, it is michigan.gov/MSP jobs, and that's for our upcoming recruit school, which is 148, which starts January of 2025.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw has been with us from the Michigan State Police. Thank you, sir. Have a good day down there.
You too. Take care now.